If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is Coming Home, Part 2, written and read by Ferns. I finally took my foot from your mouth, stood up, hiked up my skirt and straddled you, whomping down onto your chest so your breath left your body in a huff, my bare ass in my G-string against your chest. You drew gasping breaths as I pulled your arms down and trapped them against your body with my knees and legs on either side of you. I shimmied up towards your face and pulled your head up by your hair so that you were facing my crutch. "Is this what you want, boy?" I asked as I widened my legs and inched a little closer to your face. Your eyes on me, you tried to nod. "Yes, ma'am, please. Please." You strained to get to me with your mouth, but I was well out of reach. "Well, what are you waiting for?" I asked, disingenuously knowing you couldn't reach me, watching you crane your neck, trying regardless. "You want to taste me, boy?" "Yes, please, ma'am, please, yes, please let me taste you. I'm begging you, please, let me lick you, please." While you watched from inches away, I brought my fingers to my crotch and scratched gently at the fabric covering my pussy, pushing the material against my wetness. I slipped my fingers inside my panties and slid them along the slickness from my clit, where I lingered for long enough to feel my muscles tense involuntarily, down to slide easily into me, making my fingers wet. I drew my fingers out of my panties and offered them to your mouth, knowing you could smell me, watching your tongue desperately trying to reach my fingers. "Do you want it? To taste me?" I ask again. You moaned in desperation. "Please, ma'am. Yes, please, yes. Yes, please let me taste you." I put my wet, slick fingers on your lips and slide them into your mouth. You suck on them greedily, moaning as you tasted me. I fucked your mouth gently with my fingers, your tongue licking madly at them, trying to get it all. I leaned forward to watch you closely as I fucked your mouth a little harder, sliding my fingers over your tongue, further into your mouth. You opened your mouth wider to accommodate me and sucked hard at my fingers, your low moans hitting me like a sledgehammer. My fingers slid into the back of your throat. Surely all my juice is gone now, but still you sucked on them greedily. They hit the back of your throat and I felt your throat close as you gagged and your body convulsed. I forced my fingers back there again, your gag reflex more sensitive now, and you choked and gagged, trying to get away from my fingers. I slid them in and out again, shallower, fucking your mouth, feeling your tongue on them. Then shoved back deep into your throat again, closely watching your face go red, tears welling in your eyes as you gagged. I kept my fingers deep in your throat, giving you no relief as you tried to pull away, gagging, struggling, choking. Your tears running freely down the sides of your face made my pussy throb. I pulled my fingers out of your mouth finally and you struggled to catch your breath. I shimmied down your body a little so that I could lean down and kiss you softly, nudging your lips open with mine, letting my tongue taste your violated mouth as you tried to catch your breath. I licked your tears salty on your skin, and the tenderness I felt almost broke my heart. Standing suddenly, I turned and walked towards the bedroom, shedding my clothes as I went. Jacket, shirt, bra dropped to the floor. I knew you would pick them up as you followed me. I undid my skirt and stepped out of it, leaving it on the floor also. I didn't look behind me, but could picture you crawling quickly after me, picking up my clothes, watching my retreating ass. I waited there, in the bedroom, for you to reach me. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn. And you'll find more of my writing at dom-chronicles.com. That's dom-chronicles.com. And you can listen to more of my hot femdom audio stories at patreon.com/domchronicles. One word. Dome Chronicles.